business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians! It's Sunday again, which means the Jefferson State of Mind.
It does, and that was a fast week, it seems like. I'm not even sure where it was. Kind of seems like we were just here. yeah, it is. It's been a busy week, kind of on all fronts, and not sure how it's going out there for everybody else, but it's been busy for us here at Jefferson.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just looking at the chat room. It's pretty quiet in there today. And I assume it's because most people are out at the Liberty Tour, probably spent the night out there and or got home really late and are sleeping a little bit this morning.
Well, some of the pictures I saw looked like they had a pretty good event. But, you know, when you got a lineup like they did with Chris Ann Hall and
Mark Baird. I mean, that's pretty much like having Thomas Jefferson and George Washington on the stage together in modern words.
Yeah.
You can decide which is which.
For you political groupies out there.
So we do want to remind everybody that all of our shows are recorded, they're archived, and they're podcasted over the internet. So you don't have to listen between 8 and 9 every Sunday. But, of course, we love being the live, you know, callers and all that. So, you know, if you do miss it because you are sleeping in or you're at church or you're at the lake or, you know, your grandchild just got married or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then you can catch us later in the week.
It is the time of year for that, too.
And, it is.
You know, we also appreciate feedback from the other side, those that have issues with what we're saying or what we're not saying or anything like that. We more than welcome your phone calls to express your opinion. Maybe you can teach us something we don't know. Maybe we can teach you something you don't know.
Well, we are only human, so we're gonna miss stuff.
We are.
I can't even tell you how many emails I've gotten about, have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah.
No? Thanks. I'll go put that on my to-do list. Or you can research it for me and send me what you got. I love that part.
Yeah, the regular avalanche of stuff that we've been getting, you know.
Yeah.
And since we've opened up some of our media outlets like the Shasta Lantern and things like that,
we
get hit with a deluge of stuff. And you know, if we haven't covered it yet, doesn't mean we're not getting to it. It just means we're sorting through it and trying to process and prioritize.
Well, that's the key, too, is we don't want to talk about something that we haven't really looked into ourselves.
No.
You know, so sending us a link and saying, you got to mention this, it might be a couple weeks.
We don't like bringing you bad information.
Yeah. We prefer not to apologize.
So, things that are going on in the state of Jefferson, it's was a busy week. It's always been a busy week.
Again, I'd say, when was the last not busy week? Was it between, you know, October 27th and September the 3rd of 2013?
Well, that's we have
right before the first vote.
Several counties that are in play, that are in the flux, that are, you know, it's some reason it's like two steps forward and one step back on some of these things, but it is continual forward progress. Trinity County has put us on the agenda for a vote. you know, yes or no, or do they want to put it to a vote of the people?
Yeah.
Do a similar declaration like Lake and Lassen did. Several things, but that's Trinity County is off the bubble, and they're moving along. They have their fair going on up there. They're going to be collecting signatures. And Trinity County is another one that they're within 1,000 signatures of having 51% of the people that voted in the last gubernatorial election, which qualifies for them to petition directly as the people of Trinity County and not need the Board of Supervisors at all. So,
which I'm sure is making them squirm a little bit.
Well, it is.
Usually, your Board of Supervisors don't like it when the people can do something themselves.
Yeah. Or they or they can walk in with 51% of the people that vote and go, hey, 51% of the people that vote would like this. Do you want to put your name on it or stand against the people that elect you?
Yeah.
So things are moving along in Trinity County. And we do have some good supporters there on the Board of Supervisors. There's a couple that are dead opposed to it for their own reasons, and they are not the reasons of representing the people. But so that is, it's moving along. We've heard some fantastic things out of El Dorado County. We're waiting for a presentation there very soon. Sheriff DeAugustino down there has been, his hair on fire for the state of Jefferson and has worked very, very diligently at pushing it along. And for those of you that don't remember who Sheriff DeAugustino was, he is the local sheriff that canceled the Memorandum of Understanding with the federal government because they were overreaching their authority and not doing the things they were supposed to, and basically told them, you will not so much as write a ticket in my county without my permission.
Which is what a sheriff can and should exercise more often than he probably does.
Yeah, and guess what? They didn't cut off his funding or any of those other things that everybody else seems to be afraid of.
Oh, very interesting. So there's an actual living example of the power of the people?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm positive. There's several.
I would say, and isn't Sierra County within about 100 votes of 51%?
I think that they're actually over their signatures.
But they just want a little bit more.
Don't quote me on that, but
but they're very close, if not over.
They're very close. Scuttlebutt, I believe they are over what they require. Nevada County has kind of hit the grind again.
Good.
You know, they're moving forward, but again, they're one of those counties that's kind of two steps forward and then one step back and two steps forward and one step back. You know, one of the interesting things is in Trinity County, Keep It California was there, and they're going to be doing a presentation for the Board of Supervisors there.
I'm sure that will be entertaining. I mean, enlightening.
Well, it was entertaining, even the couple of minutes that they spoke, because their information was completely erroneous. It was unfounded. It wasn't backed by anything. And one of the Board of Supervisors up there was talking about, oh, what a great thing that it is, you know, for Trinity County, and here's all the funding numbers, and look at everything that California does for everything. Come to find out, he was using the 2013 budget, because the 2014 and 2015 budget shows Trinity County $49 million in debt.
Because the state of California is no longer funding their roads, isn't it?
They're not funding
anybody's roads.
Funding anything. Well, we got somebody on the line here.
Hello.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good. We are in Nevada City. We are at the Elam Biggs Bed and Breakfast Inn, and it's a great place to stay. We were here for the event for that you were talking about earlier this morning.
The Liberty Tour?
Yes, ma'am. We were here Friday night for a meet and greet and a VIP dinner and all this sort of stuff, and it was fun. We were with Chris Ann Hall, Scott Bennett, Debbie Batch-Baloopy, and Mark and Cindy Baird. It was fabulous. It was a great meeting Friday night. And then yesterday we had the event, and it was incredible. But for the Liberty Tours that have been put on, it was the very best of all. To see Chris Ann Hall and Mark Baird on the same stage is priceless.
Yeah.
Absolutely priceless. But I want to let you guys know two things she said. First of all, she's streaming to 20 million people. She has 20 million people to listen to her.
Oh, wow.
Her comment was, first of all, if we get the state of Jefferson, she is moving here.
Good.
Excellent. We could use a few more.
Second of all, she said that she would run for office here.
Voted in.
Even better.
And third of all, she said she would help us with the legislation.
Fantastic. Nap. Fantastic.
Okay, so, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I wanted to tell you guys right away. It's mind-blowing. And to see that these great people, it's been wonderful. And the reason I mentioned Elon Biggs bed and breakfast here in Nevada County is that they were more reasonable than most of the motels. And it's a beautiful little place. It's an incredible place.
Nice.
So if you're traveling, look this gentleman up, look Peter up and his wife, and they're just great people and extremely reasonable. But this thing last night, it was just amazing to see the culmination of all these different things. Christiane was so amazing in her constitutional teaching, everything she's mm-hmm. doing, what she's doing in she's actually working and teaching in 20 different states. And to see this all culminate, and then with Debbie Batchelor and Scott Bennett, and to see it all culminate with Mark Baird with the solution of Jefferson, I mean, it gives mm-hmm. you goosebumps. It was an incredible event. And we're going to do another one here in September in Lake Tahoe.
Okay. I would have loved just to watch everybody leaving, leaking little drops of constitutional knowledge everywhere.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. And, well, Red, I wish you two could have been there. I'll tell you that. I thought about you a lot. I mean, I know you guys have stuff you got to do. But it was, I just wanted, when we do this Liberty Tour again, folks, you can't miss it no matter where it is.
Well, by chance, did you guys video it and are going to make DVDs? Are you going to make DVDs or anything?
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I can't. I'm on a cell, so if I'm maybe not hearing you just right, it's probably my cell service here. In fact, Sally's listening to you through a little device we have in the other room, and I'm trying to be quiet in the bathroom. So I'm secretly calling you from the bathroom here, and so that she can hear you as we talk. It's going to be amazing. We filmed the whole thing. We'll have a video on it. It's going to go YouTube. People were Skyping into her and watching us while we were doing it.
Fantastic.
I mean, just amazing. But again, the thing that's so amazing to me and excites me is the fact that really and truly, folks, I mean, bottom line is, in fact, maybe we should start this, Red. And you'd be the guy to be able to put something like this out there. If not Jefferson, what? Put up or shut up. If not Jefferson, what? When you have a situation where you have people like we had yesterday, Chris Ann Hall, Scott Bennett, Debbie Batchelor, all these different people, all these different leaders of different of different tea parties, et cetera, all in there talking about how do we regain our freedom, how do we regain our liberty, how do we get these guys to follow the Constitution, how do we move? And the culmination and single answer is a free and sovereign state, a mm-hmm. free and sovereign state, so the rest of the states can duplicate what we're doing.
And I'm in direct agreement with that because I've spent a lot of time contemplating or what, and I don't think it's a very pretty picture.
You're right. And Red, I got to tell you, I talked to everybody about the Shasta Lantern. We handed them out everywhere there. Your writing and what you've done with that paper is absolutely amazing. I think the other thing, too, we probably ought to let people know is how accessible it is. Because mm-hmm. it's just, you Google ShastaLantern.net, yes?
Yeah, and it's all right there. We actually just revamped the entire website again, made it more accessible, easier to maneuver for people to find stories, divided it up into better categories. So if someone wants to go, well, I want to see what Congress is up to today, or I want to see what the state legislature is up to today, we've revamped the whole thing and should be very user-friendly for just about anybody.
Oh, it's great. It really is. But it was fun. I was talking to people who've actually looked at it. But see, I want to get this going with people like Chris Ann. You've got 20 million people.
That's it. And that's one of the things that we're looking at doing is all of these alternative media sources that are out there. We're kind of starting to coalesce and do a lot of collaboration with each other and kind of coming into our own with everybody's kind of area of expertise in Ballywick and sharing our stuff back and forth and becoming not just lone voices in the wilderness, but a combined and unified voice that's willing to tell the truth, which is the direct alternative to mainstream media that's going to cover you up with just nonsense.
Yeah.
And if I may say, you are 1,000,000% right on. That's exactly what every single speaker echoed that last night. How we have, things like what you two are doing, is how we have to get the word out. Everybody, including Fox News, which is bogus. We all know Fox News is bogus.
Yeah.
But, but you know, go ahead.
Oh, no.
Say something, Kayla?
Yeah, we all agreed with you.
Yeah.
We're all nodding going, uh-huh,
we're
uh-huh.
sitting here nodding our heads.
But, yeah, I mean, you guys are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. It's really exciting. We have a breakfast meeting here at 9 o'clock, so I probably should shave, but I forgot my razor. So I'm using Sally's.
Oh, gosh.
So if my voice changes and gets higher, that's why. So
too much information.
Too busy. So I got to go to a breakfast meeting, and then I get to go home. Glorious home.
Yeah. Do you remember what it looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no place like home.
All right. We do. We got to run off to the break. Thank you for the phone call, Terry.
And, all right, buddy.
We got to run off to our break here, and we'll be back right on the other side.
Yes, we will.
Okay, you too. Okay,
bye-bye. Bye. You can call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Interactive puzzles and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit soj51.net and donate now to show your support.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. If you have any questions or comments throughout the show, feel free to call in at 605-4567. Or you can always hang out in our chat room, which actually has quite a few people in it now, at kcnr1460.com.
The people have appeared.
The people have appeared at 820. Sleeping in somebody. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I also want to mention that we've been talking about the Liberty Tour and other stuff going on in Jefferson, but Tim Pappas is going to be at the Reading Tea Party tomorrow. And whether or not you agree with the Reading Tea Party, come on, guys, we're all adults here. He's going to be speaking about the well, some of us are. Some of us don't act like it, though.
Yeah.
But he'll be teaching a Constitution series. I believe it's twice a month for the next couple months. And we'll keep you updated as to which days those are. But one of those days is tomorrow at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. So they've already started talking about the preamble, and I believe they're on Article 1, Section 1 tomorrow.
Yeah, they're on the very beginning of the Constitution. He went through the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, that's right. He went through,
So, and Tim Pappas's constitutional knowledge is fantastic, too. If you have any questions or want a greater understanding of the protections that you have and the foundation of your country, come tomorrow night and listen to Tim Pappas. I mean, he is a fantastic speaker, and like I said, his knowledge level is really, really good. It's way up there. Come and hear what he has to say. Come and educate yourself, because a lot of the failings that we seem to have is people have a fundamental lack of understanding of the Constitution and what's in it and some of the things that are in it.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you keep things that you don't know that you have? How can you protect rights that you don't know that you have, or understanding of certain things? You know, especially when they get to the Bill of Rights, which is absolutely vital, and a lot of people don't understand. You know, they was reading some things that recently they did a survey, and something like 40% of the people couldn't name one amendment in the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once you got past the First and Second Amendment, almost nobody knew what the other seven are and how crucial they are.
Yep.
So, come and educate yourself. Know what's going on, and find out. You've got that look on your face. What is it?
Mike would like me to tell you that Sheriff John D'Agostino, or Agostini, actually ends in an I, not an O.
D'Agostini. We apologize for that.
But he does love the show.
Thank you for the correction. Yeah, I've been calling him D'Agostino this whole time.
Uh-huh.
D'Agostini.
Okay.
I appreciate the correction, and I will try to get it into the memory bank to pronounce it right from now on.
No, that's the hard part, is when people are reading in the chat room, they're like, tell Red this, tell Red that. And I'm like, okay, I'm listening to Red speak so I can stay up with the conversation. Okay, got to remember to tell him that. So it's definitely multitasking. It's a good thing I'm a mom.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys do it. D'Agostini, he has been fantastic for us.
Yeah, we need more like him.
Yes, we do. We need a lot of people that are knowledgeable and are willing to get into the fight and willing to get engaged, because, like Terry was saying, if not Jefferson, then what? You know, that is an open question that we have had for, 18 months now to everybody. If not Jefferson, what? And the only unacceptable answer is keep it California.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody in their right mind can say that the state of California is working in its present form, or that it's representing the people. I don't think anybody can buy that or float that as a reasonable answer. And float is the appropriate term. So, What do we do if not Jefferson? And, you know, we welcome anybody with solutions, thoughts, ideas on that, about what to do.
Yeah.
Because we said if it'll work, we'll fight for it. You know? But we have a state that is completely out of control, and a thuggish legislature that thinks they can do whatever they want.
Exposed by... What's the latest move of democracy, shall we put it?
Well, one of the things that they've done is they are now putting on a bill on the House floor for California to disengage with any kind of business with Donald Trump or any of his business associations or anything like that. And it doesn't really matter whether you're a Donald Trump fan or you're not a Donald Trump fan, or... you think he's just terrible.
Or you don't know who he is.
How is a state legislature in a monoparty state going to take a vote to actively attack a presidential candidate because he's their opposition?
Well, beyond that, an American citizen. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, Putin, you know, selling his goods in California. We're talking about an American citizen selling his goods in California.
Yeah, it's technically illegal under federal law, but we know that doesn't slow the state of California down a bit.
Well, I don't think they've caught up with federal law yet.
Well, I think they're the precursor to federal law because it seems like California comes up with it and then the feds go after it.
But this is one of those very, very classic distinctions where we say democracy or republic.
Yes.
In a republic, minority rights are protected. In a democracy, who cares what Donald Trump wants? We don't like him.
Well,
that being the legislator, not being, you know.
Here's a perfect example. Say that you're a supporter of Donald Trump and your government that does not represent you is going to take your taxpayer money and use it to actively attack a political candidate.
Yeah.
Well, that's insane. If you can't see the insanity of that, come to Tim Pappas' constitutional class and get educated, because you should have a firm foundation and understanding of why that is absolutely insanity, that you're an elected government is attacking someone running for an elected position using your money to do it. It's crazy. And we've got some other good stuff that's going on with California, a couple things have done. And we do have some good news on the front.
We do, yeah.
The House of Representatives moved to help a lot of western lands and some things that'll do a lot of help up here in the North State. And we'll be getting onto that a little bit later. But we do have one victory in to talk about. But let's go ahead and hit another quick break and get us back on schedule, because we ran over for that
first one. Yeah. I do want to mention, it was mentioned again in the chat room, fixcal.org. You know, if not Jefferson, what? Well, there's actually a lot of options on there. Of course, we're voting for Jefferson. but if you go to fixcal.org, you can vote Jefferson up and everybody else down, or you can vote, you know, anybody else up and everybody else down. So just head on over there. If you have any questions, comments, call in 605-4567. And our chat room is hopping today. It's very lively. At KCNR1460.com.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Oh, Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I'm like, this is the verse. I'm going, why did you put this on there? Okay, get to the chorus.
This song. You got to listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
The lyrics are pretty good ones.
So. Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
It is. Oh, so we wanted to get in on a couple of the other things that the good old state of California is up to. Of course, you guys know that we've been hammering on the recent Senate vote to...
Yes.
Basically support the one-man, one-vote system in its current form in the state of California. That
where they sold your representation pretty much.
Yeah. Apparently, we've had a couple of complaints about some of those things and things like that, but I guess not everybody's going to agree. I, myself, have a very severe problem with my elected representative voting to support and defend something that removes my representation and gives it to someone who's not even a citizen of this country.
I can't disagree with it.
I have a major problem with it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how anybody that wants to maintain their country in a constitutionally Republican form doesn't have a problem with that. So one of the things that was mentioned, I believe, is that people would like some solutions. I've got a very simple solution. Don't vote for it.
But, Robert, that's way too simple.
Okay.
You're using the L word. We've discussed this for over a year and a half now.
I know. Don't use logic. So we've been hammering on that. The saga over the vaccines is continuing.
Yeah.
You know, we had mentioned the $331 million that Jerry Brown was caught stealing from homeowners to float his budget. But one of the big ones that's gone through is they have passed a new round of AB 32 regulations, and all of those truck drivers that got your trucks CARB compliant, not going to be any good anymore. The emission standards are not enough. We were out there trying to tell a lot of people. I know the Shasta County Coordination Committee was doing their best to get people to listen and say you're going to comply now. This is not the end of it. The standards are going to continue to go up. They're after zero emission vehicles. They're not going to stop until they get that.
What is a zero emission vehicle?
There is no such thing.
Okay, I was just making sure because I keep hearing that. I'm going, I know I'm not that stupid. There has to be one if they want that.
There's no such thing.
Okay, just making sure.
It's
still before 9 in the morning.
You know, even if it's a fully electric vehicle, to say that it's an emission-free vehicle is nonsense because you have to create an emission to get the electricity to power the vehicle.
And that's probably actually more emissions because you're probably burning coal rather than oil.
Well,
right?
It's got to derive from fossil fuel somewhere.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the green energy sources that you're talking about are not effective enough to the point to run an industrialized nation.
Yeah.
You know, can you get some solar power panels on your house and help mitigate the load? Of course. Is that something that you should look at if it's cost effective for you? Absolutely. But these are things that are not working. They're not working. They're driving us into the ground financially. They're destroying our industry. They're driving business out of California. And they're not performing as advertised. And our legislature wants to double down on it. Our governor has been in discussions. He was just up in Toronto having discussions with how to increase, you know, the emission standards and things like that again. And I mean, I don't know where these people stop. I mean, we're going to be living in teepees, drying strips of venison on what used to be a highway because nobody drives on them anymore? What do they want?
You can't argue with that logic.
Well, I'm to the point, just Jerry Brown's insane.
He's moonbeam.
He's nuts.
You take that much LSD, you're certain to have issues when you get older.
Well, I was even going back and looking at some old videos and stuff with him when he was running for governor the first time and things like that.
Yeah.
And I came across this one clip, and he was on Firing Line. I think that's William Buckley's show.
Before my time.
Anyways, well, I was scouring through archives of old Jerry Brown footage, and he's on there discussing the necessity of population reduction to save the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that can do it, is we've got to reduce the population. There's too many people. We have to develop means to get rid of people.
Yeah, let's start with our farmers and our ranchers.
Yeah, brilliant.
Because that makes sense.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, but to say that Jerry Brown does not have an agenda to remove people from the state of California is absolute nonsense. He was talking about it back in the late 70s and early 80s.
Yeah.
You know, for him, this is a culmination of a plan that has been in the works for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
They want us out. And they're using environmental policy and things like that to remove us.
Which leads us to the Supreme Court decision.
Which one?
Which one? The EPA.
Well, the EPA, the Supreme Court pushed back on them pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
The state of California, being the state of California, will more than likely ignore them for as long as they can and continue on down the path.
Wait a minute, but I thought that we couldn't ignore a Supreme Court ruling.
10th Amendment.
Oh, you mean we can actually use the 10th Amendment when we want to?
Yes,
now that's really confusing.
And a lot of people misuse the term Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court doesn't have a right to make a decision about anything.
You mean it's got what is that word?
Opinion? They can issue an opinion.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Because there is no power reserved to the Supreme Court. They can issue an opinion over constitutional law.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Then it is back into the court of Congress and the executive branch what to do with that opinion and how to adjust things. The Supreme Court has no authority to make law whatsoever. And again, go to Tim Pappas' class, read your Constitution, understand the way that it works, because I've been listening to so many people say, well, the Supreme Court says so. The Supreme Court's not Congress, people.
You know, my two-year-old says that he will eat candy for dinner, but that doesn't mean he gets to eat candy for dinner.
That's a very good example. You know, the Supreme Court has no authority. It has no police powers. It has nothing. It can issue an opinion. And as long as our Congress continues to surrender their constitutional authority and powers, as they have to the executive branch for...
How many years?
I don't know. I mean, because they did it during Bush, too.
No, they did it long before that.
Yeah.
Probably 50 years of it.
They have been surrendering their constitutional authority. And, again, they're doing this. So, again, California will probably do their best to avoid the EPA decision as long as they can and run on down the road with it and continue to grind out their citizens beneath the boot.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way they look at it is there are people that can afford to live green, and they will be the ones that are here, and the ones that can't afford to live green can go somewhere else.
Usually the ones who are living green live in a 900-square-foot apartment on the 20th floor in L.A. Because even your millionaires aren't green.
Those
they
are
have
the
green
servants.
Lawns.
those are the servants for the people that can afford to live green. You know, you can't get rid of everybody. Somebody's,
I know, the richer you are, the less green you are.
Work. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Is
actually, no, it's actually the exact opposite. The more prosperous a country is, the more clean they are, the more green they are, because they can afford to be.
Well, where I go with this is, think about all of your politicians.
Okay.
They have private jets. How green is a private jet? Why not take a commercial flight? Right?
Well, there's a lot of them that do.
Some of them. Not the really prosperous ones.
Well, the ones that have been around long enough to get their pounds of flesh from their lobbyists have private jets, yeah. But, no, there's a lot of them that, take commercial flights. Our own local guy takes commercial flight.
Well, yeah, our local guy does. Mm-hmm. But is that because he's from a rural area and he knows what it's like to actually live like a normal human being?
Could be.
He sees it every day?
Could be.
I mean, you go to Hollywood, I don't think there's a blade of brown grass.
Well, we could get into the water discussion,
saying.
Too. We do got to get into our last break here.
We do.
And come back. And we do. When we come back, I really want to get into HR 2647 and explain some of that for people. And it's a good thing.
All right. So if you want to call in, there is only a few minutes left in the show, so don't wait until the 57th minute. Then we have to cut you off and we feel bad. So you can call in before that at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. My husband has been listening to that all week long. He's like, please put it on your show. Please put it on your show. So there you go, Jeff. It's on the show.
It's a good one.
It is. It was one of the war songs of World War II, I believe it was.
Well, it sounds like it sounds like they kind of got it even back then.
They did. Well, you can't afford to be a politician. So.
Well, you know, sometimes they do get it right. And
sometimes they do, and that's when we do get to give them credit.
Yeah, HR 2647 is a very good example.
Yep,
was written by Bruce Westerman out of Arizona, and it's going to help bring some relief to western timberlands. That you know, one of our biggest problems is you can't run a timber harvest plan, even the federal standards, out west anymore, because every time you attempt to, the environmental lobby gets together and sues you into oblivion until you just settle it and pay them, and you never get to harvest your timber. It never gets done. Or by the time you get to your harvest timber plan, there's been a catastrophic wildfire and your timber harvest is burned to the ground and turned into a moonscape incapable of life.
Yep, so now you can sell glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what HR 2647 had several co-sponsors. Doug Amalfa was one of them, and they got it pushed through. And what it basically does is now it gives a list of exemptions that timber harvest plans can go for. If there's a threat to public safety, if there's a worry of disease or bug infestation in the unit, if they're worried about it damaging a local water source. And one of the things that it actually addresses that a lot of people have been ignoring, the elephant in the room, is water sequestration with large amounts of timber.
Yeah, many trees sucking up the water.
Yeah, more trees, less water. And so what this is going to do is it's going to enable them to go in and do some healthy stands management.
So pretty much thin the forest.
Yeah, to an acceptable level so it doesn't turn into a catastrophic wildfire. As we've talked about on the show many, many times, harvestable timber. Translation, old tree that's ready to fall down and turn into fuel that's going to burn up lots of little new trees.
Yeah.
So it's not a cure-all pill, but it goes a long way. It also helps on being able to salvage timber. When there's when there is a wildfire, companies are going to be able to get in and salvage that timber and get it out of there in an expedited manner, because now it takes so long to get a salvage harvest plan that by the time they get in there, most of the trees have rotted, become infested with pine beetles, things like that. And then that spreads out throughout the forest, kills trees, and turns it into fuel also. So that's going to be expedited.
Well, and the other thing, too, is when you have these forests and you have trees just stacked next to each other, just stacked and stacked and stacked for, and you can have 300 trees on an acre, on a square acre, and when you should only have maybe 50 or 60, okay, do you think all those trees are healthy? I mean, seriously.
Well, that's our...
So if you thin it out, you have a better chance of these trees growing healthy. So when you do have these fires come through, they have the ability to withstand it better, too. And we can get our trucks in there for our firefighters and actually stop it from happening.
Well, that's most of our forests are not even harvested to the federal level.
Yeah.
of what's acceptable, and that's directly because of the state of California and the environmental lobby that they not only allow to operate, but they give taxpayer money to subsidize. The water bond is a prime example of that. $7.2 billion bond, $5 billion of that goes to environmental justice interests so that they can put a stop to the projects that the water bond was supposed to fund.
Yeah.
So, and one of the real teeth in this 2647 is not only to sue to stop a timber harvest now, the environmental lobbies have to put up a bond. They have to get an assertion of what it'll cost for legal fees, things like that, in case they lose. They have to have a bond up front that will, you know, if they lose and they have to pay the other side's legal fees, they have to have that bond, because a lot of times they'll sue and sue and sue and lose and then go, oh, we don't have any money, and bankrupt themselves out and then turn into something else and do it again.
Yeah.
And then one of the other teeth is that no court issue or injunction or anything shall stop a harvest plan. They have to have a court decision before they can stop it. So this is a huge shift. It's a good thing for the North State, and it's going to if implemented properly, it's going to help. But it still has to survive our Senate.
Yeah.
So it's going to the Senate. I urge everybody to keep an eye on it. For the good it does you here in California, call Boxer and Feinstein, tell them to support it.
Well, the other thing, too, is a lot of people have been losing their home insurance because the forests are not manageable, and because insurance companies are looking at it going, you're going to lose your house in at least the next 3 years, so either we're going to jack your price to the point where you're not going to keep it, or we're just going to get rid of your home insurance.
Well, there's a very simple solution to that.
If we fix it, there you go.
You know, according to Supervisor Lambert out of Butte County, he can afford to pay his insurance. People who can't just shouldn't live in the woods.
Yeah.
Of course, he's the same guy that says he doesn't want Jefferson because he doesn't want to share the road with another cattle truck.
So if you live in Butte County, you know who to call.
Yeah. Ask Mr. Lambert to explain it to you, because he really has your interests at heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's thinking of you.
All right. We do have a caller. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great, dear young lady, and yourself. How's Rob doing?
Good. Feisty.
You know, I got something to say. From what I understand in this world, there is no such thing as a true environmentalist. Because if they were true environmentalists, would they be driving a car?
Nope.
Would they own a house or anything? Because you have to mine, you have to cut lumber, you have to do things that a true environmentalist would be running around nude. Because they would have nothing that they could put on. Because if they're a true environmentalist, you got to conserve everything.
I can't argue with it.
You kind of got a point. And, you know, what do they eat?
You can't have a vehicle of any kind, even a bicycle, because you have to mine it. And that ruins the earth, according to them.
Well, what do you eat? I mean, how do you eat anything without disturbing a portion of nature?
Well, there you are.
So there
could be no such thing as an environmentalist.
And that's where you have the preservationist versus the conservationist. Conservationist. Thank you. I'm like, I'm missing up two letters right there.
So, you know, how can they say they are what they are when you cannot be one because you don't live like one?
Now, Bob, you're not suggesting that these people are just giant hypocrites that are either out of their mind or in it for the money, are you?
Would I do something like that?
Yes, you would.
I would say, yeah,
no,
Bob.
I am being honest about it. And I am not being hypocritical.
No, they are.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Bob.
We're down to 60 seconds. Thanks for the call, Bob.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so definitely keep an eye on H.R.
2647 passed very well in the House and over onto the Senate, and I hope it passes the Senate. And furthermore, I hope it passes the Senate with them leaving it alone.
Yeah.
You know, I wish they could do something to fix all the pork riders and all of the nonsense that goes on to it. They've gone some way towards fixing it, but there's never the silver bullet.
No, there's not. So. Unless you're the state of Jefferson.
Well, yeah.
I think that's a silver bullet. We actually have a silver bullet with Sage Jefferson on it.
We do.
All right, this is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it is time to make it yours, Jeffersonian.
See you next week.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Word out of nuclear talks with Iran today is that a provisional deal could be accomplished by day's end. Some U.S. lawmakers are taking a wait-and-see attitude, though.
We've got to ensure that this is verifiable, that we have anytime, anywhere inspections,
right.
That they are accountable, that we know what their previous military dimensions were, we have access to all of their scientists.
Republican Senator Bob Corker on NBC TV this morning. The final version of the deal may be unveiled tomorrow. President Obama is portraying the U.S.-led coalition as gaining ground against ISIS, but SRN News military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says he has questions about the strategy.
Why aren't we bombing eastern Syria more? Because that's the center of gravity of ISIS, and if we want to destroy ISIS, we have to go after their capital and where they keep most of their fighters.
ISIS still controls